A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, December the 29th, 2021. And this is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mthanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this last Wednesday in December.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the death of veteran football administrator Ndumiso Kumede, and other issues.
But first, let's take a look at COVID-19. In its daily bulletin, the Ministry of Health reports that 32 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and over 2,000 tested positive for the coronavirus, which has taken the lives of almost 5,000 Zimbabweans since the pandemic started in March last year.
The ministry also reports that more than 4 million people have received their COVID-19 vaccines in Zimbabwe, and over 3 million their second dose.
At least 208,000 Zimbabweans have contracted COVID-19 since March last year, and almost 170,000 have fortunately recovered.
In other news, veteran football administrator Ndumiso Kumede passed away today at Mpilo Hospital of an undisclosed ailment. He was recently honored by Highlander supporters, who gave him an assortment of presents and cash for his sterling performance in the club.
And Kumede started working at Highlander's structures in the 1970s and rose through the ranks to become the club's chairperson and secretary general. He also became Zimbabwe Football Association's vice president. He played a key role in purchasing of Highlander's assets, which include a sports center and camping sites.
Some soccer supporters are now urging the Zimbabwean government to declare him a national hero. Ngibambe Zulwanda Balinjani lapho likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijiyeneyo. Namhla kuhlelo lwe-Diaspora Forum sikhangela okujiyeneyo. Ukukhala esikukhangelayo khona manje sikhangela konokuke okwe-COVID-19 ukuthi kambe kuhamba njani emhlabeni yonke jikelele. Singangeni sidule ngalokho. Siyabona ukuthi-ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi-32 abahlola izolo batholakala ngathi-ke 32 ababulewe yi-COVID-19. Kube sekusithi-ke abayi-2099 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala bele gciwane le-COVID-19. Kulabanye njalo abafika 3,000 abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo. Kusukela ngombimbitho onyakenye uhlangothi lolu luyabika ukuthi sukela abantu 4,940 asebabulawa yi-COVID-19 phakathi kwabantu abayi-207,548 asebaphepha kubhubhane lolu bayi-169,963 njalo sebahlatshwa ijekiseni yakuqala bayidlula 4,106,800 kwesokusithi-ke laba sebehlatshwe esibili bafika khonapho 3,115,000 so khanyangazana abantu bayithatha-ke ijekiseni leyi yokuthi bephephe kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 xa sesikhangela njalo kokunye okwenzakalayo kwele Zimbabwe siboneke ukuthi umnumzana Ndumiso Kumede asekho. Kumede uyaziwa kakhulu, uyaziwa ngokuthi nguKumede wabantu. Singathi uKumede wangena kwa-Highlanders ngama-1970s, wangena khonapho waze waphezulu esikhongweni sokuthi abe umgcini sihlalo kweqembu leli. Waphinda njalo waba ngu-Secretary General, khona-ke sikubiza sithi ngunobhala jikelele weclub naleni. Wasethenga-ke okutshiyeneyo i-club house, wathenga le ndlu lapho abantu laba abakhaba phela ibhola okumele ukuthi bahlale kiyo bengakayidlala lamanye amaqembu kuthiwa i-club facilities lapho okumele ukuthi phela abantu bazelule bamele ukuthi bayidlala umdlalo olandelayo. UKumede njalo wangena ukuba ngu-ZIFA vice president esebenza okunye okumangalisayo. So kulabantu bavela sabasebesithi uKumede kumele adikle ukuthi i-national hero ngoba usebenze kakhulu kwezemidlalo. Sakhangela futhi njalo olunye udaba kulobaba kuthiwa Nkululeko Letta ongumanjinela kule Zimbabwe. Nkululeko Letta usanda ukuqansa intaba enkulu kakhulu uKilimanjaro. Uthi ke wazizwa engani kulo mdlozela wabe qansa intaba leyi wathatha 42 kilometers zonke ngamalanga amabili uthi qansa siya phezulu. Uthi sesendla futhi wathatha amalanga amabili kodwa wayelabantu ababemncedisa ke uNkululeko Letta. So this guy Nkululeko Letta marvelous is a structural engineer and is one of the Zimbabweans who recently climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, after he was encouraged by locals to achieve this feat. So it took Nkululeko 2 days to clear 42 kilometers up the mountain and then 2 days to come down. He spent about 20 minutes at the top of the mountain as per some instructions of tour operators. He had some people, of course, who carried some kind of things with him, like, you know, food, and, you know, some were even carrying some tents and so forth. And one of them was looking after his health. He says he's a tough guy. He's not for the faint-hearted. And according to him, quote and quote, this was a very strong team that he had. So he paid a parking fee, of course, and then altogether he paid 1,200 to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. You know, I think maybe you can challenge him. You look strong, marvelous. Maybe try it.
I think, you know what, that's why they say the higher you go, the cooler it becomes. You really have to be fit to be able to take that kind of climb. So I'm very super proud of him. I mean, there's a lot coming out of Zimbabweans this year. So we didn't only have bad news due to COVID-19, but look, we're having so much encouraging things happening, like the four, you know, our Ndlovu Emeli, who's also, you know, running a campaign right now to educate people about COVID-19. So it's interesting. I hope that he took the Zimbabwean flag up there and was able to wave it when he was up there, up Mount.
His disappointment was as per instructions. He was supposed to spend only 20 minutes. After that, they are saying it's deadly.
Yes.
Stay there for too long. So 20 minutes, and he didn't like the vegetation. So it's poor vegetation. But he enjoyed it all the way and coming down.
Yes, I think I've watched a lot of nature programs, and I think it's for health reasons because the altitude up there is very different to what you experience down there. But I wish he was live here so we could ask him, but maybe next time.
Yeah, because he's traveling, unfortunately.
Yeah. Asi kunyawo varipachirongwa chedu, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Tichitaura zvakare nhasi tikuenderera mberi tichitarisa nyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisa kuti tasvika kumapeto egore rino ra2021 tichipinda muna 2022 vhiki rinotevera parizvino bazi rezveutano riri kuzivisa kuti nezuro munyika makawanikwa imo vanhu 32 vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 pakawanikwa zvakare 2,000 vanhu vachiwanikwa vachitesta positive for COVID-19. Uye parizvino vanhu vabaiwa nhomba yecovid-19 vanodaudzira 4 million parizvino. Asi tichange tiri kutaura pamusoro penyaya idzi tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika. Nhasi tatambira nhau dzinorwadza chaizvo. Vaimbova vachishanda kuZifa uyezve vachishanda kuHighlanders Football Club vaDumiso Gumede vawanikwa ivo vachitisiya. Saka nhasi vazhinji vari kutarisa ivo kuti dai zvaibvira vawanikwa ivo vachipiwa ruremekedzo rekunge vari mumwe achaiswawo kuHeroes Acre kana kuti vaonekwa segamba, nekuti zvinonzi vaGumede vakawanikwa ivo vachibatsira kutenga tingati aye mabuildings eHighlanders kuBulawayo ikoko. Vakawanikwa zvakare vachitenga camping site, izvo zvakafadza vatsigiri vazhinji veHighlanders. Tinoona kuti iro nguva yapfuura iyi vakatowanikwa vachipiwa ruremekedzo netimu yavo kana kuti nevatsigiri vavo vakapiwa mari nezvimwewo. Asi nhasi tazotambira mazwi ekuti aiwa vatisiya. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa, uye zvekuti gwanza ravasiya richakwanisa here kuti ripindwewo nevamwe. Titarisa zvakare musangano mukuru uchange uri paZoom, musangano wemakereke akasiyana-siyana uri kudeidzerwa nevatingati vae vanogara kuno kudiaspora kuAmerica. Tina Reverend Eva Mudambanuki vachauya vachitaura kuti musangano uyu wakakosha sei kune vanhu vese pasi rose, nekuti vari kuti mubatanidzwa wevanoita maprayer meeting pamafoni zuva nezuva, asi uchange wekutanga nemusi wesvondo. Over to you, Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. So let's start with Reverend Mudambanuki. Tinzwe kuti what she can say about COVID. Then we'll go into the other issues as we go in this program. So start with the COVID issue, marvelous.
Yeah, I want to sing a mitzvah in Mfaro Pano Pachirongo Chedu, Reverend.
Oh, thank you so much. Ndino mukwasa wa Musitara Jesu.
So Buddha shwakanaka chaizvo. Tombo tamane kukuvunza pamusoro pe-COVID. Tichitarisawo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muno muAmerica. Manga muri kubatsira sei panguva ino yedenda reCOVID-19 kuedza kutaura nezvazvo kana kubatsirawo mhuri dzinenge dzabatwa nedenda iri?
tanga tiri kubatsirana physically kudzidzisana kuti toita sei kunyanya tichitora mishonga yekumusha kwedu zvatinoita zvekufukira kutore majinja kungosanganisa manatural herbs iri nzira yekudzivirira uye zvakare nekubatsirana neavo vanenge vari kurwara kunamata nawo kuvakurudzira kuti vavo vanozvichengeta pamwe chete nekuchema nevanenge vafirwa nekufunga nevari kumusha tichibatsirana nawo mazano marairanwa mazano atinenge tapiwawo nevamwe tagara tichiita pass on kune Zimbabwean population mudiaspora.
Maybe in English, if you can just tell us, what role did the church play, especially the Zimbabwean churches during COVID-19? When we look at this is now the second year that we are fighting this pandemic, but what role did your church play?
The Zimbabwean population in the diaspora has been very instrumental in helping our population understanding this pandemic, which is beyond us. And at the same time, we have been encouraging our people to follow the CDC guidelines, instructions that are given worldwide. And at the same time, we have been using the natural herbs since, you know, that in Zimbabwe, we always use the natural herbs. So that has been very helpful to so many people. We use ginger, garlic, and lemon, and onions, all that, just to using that, which has been very helpful. And at the same time, from a spiritual perspective, we have been praying with those who have been affected, those who have lost their loved ones, grieving with them and encouraging them. Some are not even able to go home to mourn their loved ones, which is so sad and difficult, but we have been trying to be together because we are one. We always try our best to be together within our prayer lines. We gather together and we sing songs of our condolences and giving testimonies, word of encouragement. That has been very helpful. And within various organizations within North America, people have been doing that. When somebody passes on, those we know and we don't know, it's our custom even to give resources, GoFundMe, etc. So we have been together. That's the important thing during this COVID. And we are still together, looking forward, working together in 2020 and praying together.
So now, what has been the impact of COVID-19 on the church?
The church, people have questions. Why? People are asking, you know, during the time of Job, when he had his own pandemic, there were so many questions. So when is this going to end? Where is God? And why is it happening to us? And what can we do? So, you know, it has been a very difficult year, beginning January to this present day. I was saddened by what you just said, that a lot of people have been diagnosed positive, and at the same time, those who have passed on, my condolences to those families. So the church is standing as the watchdog of God's people. The church is the voice. We are the voice to the people, to those who are discouraged, to those who are going through the passage of time, the difficult time. We don't lose hope. We keep the hope. And, you know, Christmas has come to give us hope because Jesus is there. He was born to give us hope and to give us peace and love, that love of God, and at the same time, the joy to the world which has come. So we stand in the midst of that darkest hours. We know where to lean. We lean on God.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We are coming back to you shortly. Now we're joined by Mr. Nhlanhla Mbambo, who is based in UK. First of all, we'll talk about COVID, Mr. Mbambo, then we'll cascade into other issues. Welcome to the program, sir.
Yeah, ngiyabonga babuthume.
Yeah, so okay, when COVID kona ngapho imenjani, ngapho ukuthi chacha ngamafutshane singakangeni kuloko esimele sikhulume ngakho.
Ivambile Dube. Kodwa ke mina bengitravele bengisewashington the nxa ngifika vele akazivalela endlini, so ngilinda ama-results ami angabuya then sengiphuma-ke.
Katesu ngapuwa mkona lape Washington?
Ah, sense England katesu.
O, subu yele England. So, ukamba wako loku, mekunja ni ngao kati indi za mtrena. Kabe tezi, lonke kui one seat kumbe, umu yumfaki maske ele umu nyeni. Kwa hape kumbenja?
Ukule kusesabe ya katube, koto kusifa ama maski, engubone ema airport, tika kulu New Jersey. Ay, katesu. Kati mwenye la space so kutu move nje, I think nabanta bayi makaya for ikisimus. Yeah. I think lokale UK, AUS, then international. Lekusesabe la kulu, la kusuponga jukutu mtu mtema mfika anzaya ngibe na ma symptoms. Kutu, ay, donga hambe.
Yeah, so marvelous, Ntata Mbambo has been traveling. So he was in Washington, he went back to the UK. You know, he travels a lot. He knows USA like the back of his hand, so he's all over the show. So he says traveling was a bit difficult. Maybe you can pose a question to him. Yeah,
maybe just share what did you see, because I know that I also traveled during in the past few weeks going to Texas. But what I witnessed, it's there are different rules to different cities, because here in Washington D.C. obviously you have to mask up. But the minute I got to Texas, I had an option. I could wear my mask or not. The mandate day is not, it's not there. You can, if you're wearing a mask, actually, they think that you're not vaccinated. So what did you see?
When I was in D.C. and Maryland, I thought it was really strict, but it was when I was in New York and New Jersey, it was really, really strict. That was, and the public, you find that everybody is wearing a mask. Unlike in Maryland, it was a situation where now in a shop, someone will remind you to wear a mask. But in New Jersey, I remember walking in the street, someone saying, if you wear a mask, the police are going to, he has the right to stop you. So I think, as you say, state by state, it's different. In New York and New Jersey, I think it's very, very strict. Because in New York, and McDonald's, McDonald's in New York, for you to sit in there, you have to prove what you're vaccinated. To eat, to buy and eat there, you have to prove. But they allow you to take uhambe, but to sit in, you have to prove what you're vaccinated.
But also remember that New York had one of the highest figures of COVID-19 infections here in the United States. And I think now, even with Omicron, they are crying foul that, they've seen numbers rising up. So it's interesting to see that now they're asking for proof. So did you have your proof on your phone? Where did you have your proof?
I didn't have my proof. So what I did, to be honest, was to just buy and get out.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Now, the reality gives. I think, because when we talk about figures, some people don't know exactly what's also happening here, in this kind of world. But regulations, people actually do check. I remember even to go into a show, they will ask you, like what you said, for your proof. So what they now advise people to do is take a picture of your vaccination card or your booster and keep it on your phone, because it can be called upon any time and you can then prove to say, no, this is my vaccination. But I was interested in knowing about this travel ban. Did that affect you at all?
No, it didn't affect me at all, really. What happened is like, I did my, what do they call it, pre-departure
test, yes.
Yes. So, because I had already dosed, so it didn't have an issue. It wasn't an issue at all. Because now, figure out the airport, you just have to prove that, that's it. It wasn't like that strict. But what happened when I was coming back, I just took it for granted, maybe I can fly out without having to prove a pre-departure from the UK to England. When I got there, they said, we can't put you on this plane now, the pre-departure test in the US. So I had to pay $250 in New Jersey airport at that point.
Wow, so I think just there.
Yes. I think it's good to prepare before you travel, really, because when I looked at it, it was going to be cheaper if I had done it at Baltimore. Maybe it was $100 at Baltimore. But when I looked at the airport, I had to pay $250. And the line, be ridiculous. A lot of people, I think, take this thing for granted to say, oh, maybe I can make my way through. But it's, they are very strict. Mm-hmm. You can't board an aeroplane without proving, without showing a pre-departure test. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, okay. So now let's turn to Highlanders. I know that you're one of the biggest Highlanders fans. Yes. Or supporters and a member, a life member, right? So, Dumiso, Dumiso Kumete Raseko, ungathi nike amazwi akho kona.
Eish, sibuhlungu kanjani, Babu Dube. It's news ekade singazilindele because ungacabanga uGumede 7 days ago, a week ago, we celebrated, bekulomcimbi kade simenzele wona. And it was so beautiful to see him ebukeke ejabulile. I really couldn't believe it. It happened exactly what Dakar Babu Dube, if you remember. Just in a week, but after that week, I heard the news which is passed out. Exactly what Kumete, in Kavanga Kulu, in the Konapangaskati, Ukuluma, and Loki Mbalama messages like WhatsApp, and like sitting him up. Appellator, into Lakeona, Lake Corona, Tinasis Valenji. So, since I like the same Balama messages, Ukulunganjan, I would do it. I want to buy it to say, Handila Kulu, Lava SCVS was Yawaki Islanders, or Babu Kumetu and Kavanga. Sicabanga eyilenda lena ka-1986 ayakhayo la manje masiloke silalene nostalgic feeling. It's because of uGumede ngendlela ayikhokhela ngakhona eyilenda lena ka-1986. Uthela nxa sechiya sesiyarare ngo-1989. Iyilenda yayiso solid ukuthi kubuhlungu la manje nxa sikhumbula sikhuluma ngakhona ukuthi ubaba sesimnenza upresident ukuthi abe sadvisor nanku sehambile quick like that.
So, Manji, just hold on a second. Just 1 second. I'm trying to sort out something here. Yeah, okay. So, Manji, anyway, talk about it.
Angazi ukuthi bona bazacabangani abakhulu beBhoso babuDube, kodwa ke mina ukubona kwami ngicabanga ukuthi kube le-owner enkulu for babuGumede. And into ebuhlungu ukuthi thina kobulawayo laphana ungakhangela sikhangela kakhulu ku-ona abantu maybe abasulelayo, kodwa laba abantu abayibabenza ukuthi idolobho lithuthuke kasicabangi ngabo. Kwesinye isikhathi khona yona lani ibhabha feels umbile uveve why singathi maybe indumiso Gumede Stadium. Kwamanye amazwe babuDube asiyonto eyinkinga le yokwenza njalo. Quick bahlonipha abantu babo. Uthole ukuthi ngesikhathi esincane nje beba i-stadium kumbe a-certain structure sinike sibizo lalona umuntu just ukuthi simhloniphe nje si-appreciate ukuthi hayi lo muntu lo nguye owasindasaba lapha. Bengicabanga bona ukuthi kwenye isikhathi let's just think of a structure kumbe yena liyani ya-Highlanders Clubhouse ibe indumiso Gumede House.
Yeah. Okay, just hold on there. We'll come back to you. Marvelous. Maybe you can chip in. We've got Mr. Makawe Nyati. Mr. Nyati, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. For coming on to the program, maybe just give us your take on the passing of Mr. Gumede. What do you think, and how do you think he should be remembered? What's his legacy?
Sanbonani, thank you for welcoming me. Thank you, Babu Dube. Sihlangana ngendaba ezingemnandi. Indaba ezibuhlungu kangaka. It's so sad what just happened. It's even difficult to even think about it after such a campaign to celebrate his wonderful work in soccer, in football, and just a week down the line, the man is gone. It's so difficult even to believe it, just to understand what really just happened. So, Ubaba Gumede. He was a down to earth man. He was a man who knew a people, a man of the people, a man who would who was welcoming. I remember several times interacting him on social media platforms, on Twitter. He would just interact with anyone, whether it's about soccer or it's about our culture and our the Highlanders, which is our heritage. You would just interact and answer questions and talk to anyone and everyone. It's sad that now he's gone just like that, and he's just leaving us in the open like that. It's unbelievable. But, well, it has happened, and it's God's will. As a nation, we really need to think deeper and really consider honoring this man. Somehow, I like the idea that let the stadium be named after him. Let there be a club, or even the clubhouse, let it be named after him. He was a man of his word. He led that club to greater heights, and until his last breath, Gumede was there for Highlanders. And right until his last breath, we learned a lot from him. And the campaign that was going on to celebrate his life, who would have known that it's a goodbye for him? But well, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is. And thank you, Studio 7 for this program as well, honoring this man. He really deserved something like this, or even bigger than this.
Yes, ngathi nxa ngakhuluma khonapha ngesiNdebele babunyathi akusho ukuthi uGumede bekungumuntu onjani ngokubona kwakho.
Ya, ngathi uGumede bekungumuntu wabantu. UGumede bekungumuntu wabantu, not only in his expertise, not kungekho asikho kuphela kulokho akwaziyo obekungumdlalo wenguqu. UGumede bekungumuntu okhululekileyo. Even noma uxoxa naye ezamasiko encingweni zokuphumana lezi, uyaphendula imibuzo. Ube ngumuntu ophile ebantwini, engumuntu omdala ozimiseleyo ukuthungamela abantu abasha nokuthungamela abantu ngendlela eqondileyo. And njengesizwe asilahlekele kakhulu. Kungasikho kuphela isizwe sakomthakazi, but isizwe seZimbabwe as a whole silahlekele kakhulu ngumuntu obesazi amasiko, umuntu obesazi ukuthungamela ezemidlalo ngendlela efaneleyo. And okubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi ensukwini nje ezimbalwa besimbona uGumede ejayiva kumnandi, konke kukuhle, kubungazwa umsebenzi awenzileyo, kubhungaza umsebenzi awenzileyo kwezemidlalo. Kodwa namhlanje nanku sokwenzakele okwenzakeleyo. So ebengingakutsho ukuthi ilizwe, kungayisikho isizwe sakumthakazi kuphela, ilizwe leZimbabwe kumele lime ngezinyawo li-celebrate iqhawe elinguGumede. Ubeliqhawe uGumede, akukho okunye ebengingakusho okumandlula le.
Okay, marvelous. Maybe last question to Mr. Nyati.
Maybe if I can just translate into Shona, because I'm not sure if it's a conversant. Apotrukunzwa, Nyati can read about it. Ora Ivo kuti semaonero avo dai vaGumede vakwanisa kuwanikwa ivo vachirangarirwa zita ravo richiwanikwa richipiwawo kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzakadai seBarber Field Stadium kana Highlanders House uko vanoti ivo vakashanda mabasa akanaka chaizvo, uyezve vabva vadzora ndangariro vakati vaGumede vaiti pese panenge pari kutamba timu yavo kana zvakanaka zviri kuitika vaibva vatamba zvinoyevedza. Saka vari kuti ivo vaikwanisa zvakare kunge vachitaura nevanhu pangave pari padandemutande reTwitter kana reFacebook kana ripi, vati ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvanga zvichinyanyovabata panyaya iyoyi yekuti iye zvinoizvi vari kutofungidzira kuti
vari
kutofunga kuti dai pakwanisa kunge pari kuitwa zvakawanda, vakatenda Studio 7 kuti aiwa matigonera nekunge muine chirongwa ichochi chekutsanangura uyezve chekurangarira vadhiniso Gumede.
Yes, we had an interview with Alexander Maseko. I think you still remember him as the captain of Highlanders Football Club and another member of the club, Chavo Moyo. Just listen to this interview that I did with the two.
Also, California, konke lokho lethu i-management yakhe ukubumba iqembu lethu la ngakuzifa ngale, so okwakhe ukwazi ukumanager, you know, inguqu akubo zikwazakala ababaningi esingathi balolwazi njengaye. So hayi, yiwulahle okukhulu not only kubhoso but elizweni. inolejo yonke lana isilele phansi.
Yes, siyabuza kakhulu Jabu, sicela ubambe khonapho ke silo Zanda Maseko. Zanda, sawumkela futhi.
Yebo, yebo, kunjani futhi?
Nomphile Zanda, nanko ke umbiko, kasebugunzi.
Hayi, anginamazwi madoda, ngiphelelwe nje. Umuntu nje obejabula last week. Abantu bemhlanganisela nje ukumbonga ukuthi wena into zonke azenzayo esaphila, understand? And then you find this week umuntu besesishiya nje kanjalo. Akubuhlungu manje.
Ya, kubuhlungu kakhulu. Sitshele ukuthi wena wasebenza njani lo gumede.
Oh, I mean, we suka kude manje lo gumede. From into ze sport ku Highlanders, esiya kuzifa. The main thing engakhuluma ngayo ngakhona besides into zebhora. I mean, he was a great administrator, one, two. Wayengu-MCM Chatten one. So kubuhlungu, you understand? I see him lapana a jaiva, a dancer, very how a koshiwe. Whereas we abantu bebuya besenza into engani yaphitha ngapha bakhuza. I know
MCM
it's fun. And now I'm taking me back with Tati DVD, Mediana Gimbu, and I will do that. I've actually missed someone very, very, very special.
Yeah, Naska and Lafutu Lepole, and I want to when I kept a new poso. Like, I couldn't do the one up. I was telling that is the Ranaja, Docums.
Hey, our committee was he was. Men of peace, men of laughter, and the serious and what is winning. Okay, why for what you can understand? It's a cool leg, almost like a poor. Understand? This is Lalel and Jay, take, I mean, be yourself and enjoy the game. Why ain't a constrict in the lazes as I was a glamour of a strict, a cool, but the eye comes no. Or comes no. And I remember also Masketama game Lapana and Nimota, Katy Tatabantovam, Waham Biselu Feve. And as a cobra and Bahabis, but driving, wheel, baking, and motor yaki, who committed very a moment to a you understand? He was just a man of people.
So, Mandy, I want to come to and Combs. Nova Velavan in City Combs,
you know, to me, Yazi Ukumete has been a rock and has been a rock of everyone. Why not a wonk mundu? Kazanga kaba de lumuntu, why not so it? Why not? Why lumuntu? Let's remember him as a hero. That's what I can say to me. He's one of the heroes who sport as Zimbabwe. He's a hero. Yeah.
So, manje kumele izwele kufakwe isithombe kwezweni. Kwele academy, wena ngumbono wakho ubona ngani kumele kuthwele. Ngumbono wakho
sizizana. I think ivele kufuze ukuthi kube lenye ibuild yangazumbe. Sifake sithi sithombe sakhe thina ngapha uma kuthi abantu bezifa labo bayafuna bemenzele something huge somewhere but at the end of the football fraternity but at the moment thina nje fake let me stop clap bounce lapha na believe nje uma ungena nje
there that is Alexander Maseko. I think you still remember him, marvelous. He captained the Highlanders, you know, and that was a Highlanders team which was rolling. It was beating all the clubs, you know. Do you remember those days?
Yes, and what I like, he took it up a notch by saying that the late Gumede was actually an MC, I think one of them said, at his wedding. And he says now he's going to remember him, he's going to go back to the tape and see how Gumede was able to dance and to just make everyone feel at home. So those are the moments that, you know, a lot of people will remember. But what also he said was there was a celebration for him a week ago where people honored him. So as much as it's said, Gibbs, it's very rare for most people to actually be honored while they are alive.
Exactly, yes.
In a way, God made it possible for him to actually be honored and to know how people feel about him before he passed on. Saka potanga chukunzwa miyarikani wangabaru kutawura iwo kuti vachafunga vagumede pamusoro pemabasa avakabata vachitaura kuti vagumede zvakare vakange vari vanhu munhu anoda runyararo vakange vari munhu anoda zvekufara kana vari pavari pangave pari pabhora kana mumamwe mafaro vakataura ivo kuti vakakwanisa kunge vari MC pamuchato wavo vachitamba vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vafare izvo zvichaitawo kuti vawanikwe vachivaremekedza vakati zvakare zvinonyanyovarwadza ivo ndezvekuti vhiki rapfuura iro vagumede vakawanikwa vachiitirwa mabiko vakawanikwa vachipiwa ruremekedzo ane vanhu vatsigiri veHighlanders nevamwewo vari maHighlanders vakawanikwa ivo vachiratidzwa rudo rwakakura chaizvo kubva saka vari kuti zvavarwadza kuti 1 week later tabva vabva vatisiya saka ndo zvimwe zvavanga vari kutaura Gibbs.
Yes, your last word, Mr. Bambo, on this issue ekagumete, then we cross over to another issue. Quiet, sir.
Ngiyabonga babuDube lo sis Mavelasi, ngiyajabula lokuzilegend ikhuluma lapho maseva. Mina into engizayitsho ukuthi for ukuthi sikhumbule imemory kababuGumede ukuthi I think we have to make sure ukuthi we uphold ama values and principles of football, either Highlanders or Zimbabwe general, wenzele ukuthi umdlalo wethu ebhora uye phambili. Kharesi le-African Nations Cup, I think the best thing for us to remember uGumede is to win something for him.
Thank you so much, Baba Mbambo. Sibongele kakhulu ngadinelo kusasa.
Hayi, ngiyabonga babuDube.
Okay, bye bye. So Marvelous, let's cross over to Reverend Mtambanyuke and then discuss this issue concerning this convention, which is coming very, very soon. And we are here. Many people are going to attend this convention. So in the next 7 minutes or so, let's discuss this. Then we go into the later letters issue. So go ahead, Marvelous. First question.
My Reverend Mtambanyuke, moti tsananguro nezve revival yenyu yamuinayo.
Zvakakosha sei kuti pange chakadai? Mazita, ndinotenda sikuru. Kuzvakakosha kuti titange pamwe chete nerevival, kutanga naMwari tichizofambe mugore tanamata, tatanga tanamata. Matthew chapter 6 on verse 33, tsvakai umambo hwaMwari nokururama kwawo kwose, zvimwe zvose zvoteera. Saka timu yedu iri kutaura nekuti Mwari tarirai Mwari ari kuita zvinhu zvitsva.
So now looking at what is coming, you know, how can you describe this convention which is coming and where are you going to be? How many people are you expecting and just briefly all those kind of things?
Thank you very much. Like I said, we are starting on the January the 2nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, and 8 p.m. Central Time. We'll be on Zoom, and there are 12 different groups who are in North America. We have the Mothers Union, which is an Anglican women's organization. We have the CFI, which is being led by Dr. Jafet Ndemera and his crew. We have my Dr. Tariro Chabata, who leads the morning prayer. We have Pastor Marvelous, wonderful woman of God, who leads the Women of Dominion, which is 10 years old. And we also have Dr. Letina Jeranyama, who is the Women of Faith, and I am there too. Reverend Eva Mdambanuki, I lead the evening prayer, which is 11 years old, and Elder Ndiraya leads the evening prayer, Yasekuru Masuka, and Pastor Makoni. And we have the Building for the Future by Pastor Jacob Maforo. And Reverend Kapumbuti, who is in Maryland, who leads the North American Wabui. My Judith Mutamba leads the RRW United Methodist Church in North America. And Dr. Reverend Hofisi, who leads the Methodist in Zimbabwe, is a chaplain in North America. So all these organizations are coming together. The purpose is for us to begin 2022 together, meaning you cannot do away with prayer. We have to be together. So we'll be on Zoom, and all these groups will be preaching, they'll be teaching, and at the same time there will be break rooms where people go into break rooms and praying for our children, praying for our nation, and praying for the year as it is coming.
Yeah, lapho ke sizwa ke u Reverend Eva Mtambanyuke ekhuluma ngakhona ke about baza kwenza kuyabe ku Zoom bekhuleka besenza konke ke ukuthi ayi revival ukuthi ke kuvuselelwe phela okaNkulunkulu konke ohambelana lelizwi likaNkulunkulu. Njalo bekhonze bendawonye kulabantu abaningi kakhulu azabe bengena kulokhu kuZoom kuqalisa mhla ka 2 ngozibandlela kuze kutshove amalanga ayi 8 bekutshova konke lokhu. So uthi ke baya bekhulumisana labantu ngakho konke lokhu ke ukuthi bakhonze uNkulunkulu bendawonye khonapha kwele Melika. Kunjalo ke mavulazi.
Zvakakosha senyanya mudiaspora kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachisangana vachikurukura zvatingati zvekwa Jesu.
Oh my. Ndo upenyu hwedu sevana weZimbabwe, as you know, 95% most of our population waKristu wanonamata. Saka kuno kudiaspora tisiri kumusha tiri kuno, saka tinoda kudze mhuri dzedu muchiKristu. So tiri kukurudzirana mhuri dzese kuuya pamwe chete tichitaure Shona yedu, tichitaure Ndebele, tichitaure Chirungu sewakadzidziswa nevaBritish kuti tive tinonamata pamwe chete. Zvakakoshesesa kuti titange gore nemunamato, uye zvakare tinozoenda maprayer group edu. Tine marevival ari kuuya, Women of Dominion ine revival muna June, mamwe CFI muna September, Building for the Future. We have all these organizations one in yearly meetings anoitika. So wanhu wangaziya sei wasina kuparidzirwa, wangapona sei wasina kuparidzirwa, tingararama sei mupandemic tisinganamati. So that is very important, is we have to do that.
So you know, is there any payment that is needed for people to attend, or it's just as free as the word of God?
It's free, word of God free. What is needed are our hearts. Moyo yedu chete ndio inodiwa kuti tigashire maridzo dzichauya, my teachings achauya, kurudziro ichauya, tofamba semuna 2022. Uwepo pamwe ndo wakakosha.
Thank you very much. And stay on the line, don't go away. We're going to come back to you after, you know, exhausting the other issue that is today, that we're discussing today. So remember, Marvelous, when we started the show, we said we've got this guy who actually climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. So he's a structural engineer. His name is Guleko Leta. He's now based in South Africa. It took him about 2 days to clear 42 kilometers up the mountain and another 2 days to come down. So, but he spent, as we indicated, 20 minutes at the top of the mountain. You know, this mountain is the tallest in Africa. And he says it was like conquering the whole world. For him to be up there, he enjoyed himself like we don't know. So he says some people were actually carrying 5-liter oxygen tanks on their backs, but he had none. At one stage, he thought maybe he had forgotten something, and, you know, he wanted to ask his anglers whether they had forgotten to give him his own tank. But he says going up the mountain, you need a lot of endurance. And at the same time, you shouldn't be worried about many things. But having 6 anglers and having paid $1,200 for the tour, he says it was really worth it. He enjoyed every bit, according to Leta, Nkululeko Leta. Right?
Let's hear what he has to say, because like you said, there's a lot of endurance that's needed for that climb. And people actually spend time training to climb. So I wish he was live so we could ask him if he actually trained or this was just a one-off.
He said he never trained. He was inspired by people near him, you know, while he was doing a workshop. Okay. And then he said, okay, I can climb that thing. And went up there. So here he comes.
Yes. Minigama lami nguNkululeko Leta. Ngiphuma eGoblawayo, eZimbabwe. Iprofession yami ngumanjinela womgwaqo. But sengabranch futhi into transport engineering in general. Yes, liqiniso ngayiqansa intaba uKilimanjaro, and yayi experience really ethokozisayo, but engekho lula. And it's ebengisho ukuthi ifuna not only umzimba oqinileyo reasonably, akumelanga ukuthi angikholwa ukuthi kufunakala umuntu or super fit, but umele ube reasonably fit physically. And but into ebaluleke kakhulu ikuqina engqondweni ukuthi uyazi injongo yakho yokufuna ukuqansa intaba and uzimisele ukuthi come what may. Kungaba njalo nje ukuthi okunye kungaba sokuthi too much, but as long as kuyibunzima lobuyana obungekho life threatening, hayi kuyabe kufuna ukuthi ingqondo yakho ikutshele ukuthi masiqhubeke siqanise le ntaba.
Ye, kwinokokwenza ukuthi uzeuqanise intaba leyo abanye abantu beyesaba kangaka?
Ye, ngangilomcabango okuyiqansa nje but ngingela plan ukuthi ngiza kwenza nini, but kwenzakala ngaleso sikhathi ukuthi ngangihambe ngomsebenzi eTanzania kuregion yonaleyo eMoshi, and I spent a week ngingikhona ngale, and then I met a lot of people including ama agents laba abathatha abantu bebaqansisa uMount Kilimanjaro. So bangikhuthaza ukuthi njengoba usuhlala isikhathi esingaka usuaclimatizile and you're reasonably physically fit, awufuni na ukuzama ukuthi uqanise lawo intaba. And abaningi bakhona babesithi thina sesaqansa, abanye basithi sazama ukuqansa sisafikanga. So yenza ngifune lami ukuthi kahle ke ngizama, I had some time on my hands. So ngathi mina mhlawumbe this is my chance to ukuthi ngiyenze le nto. So that was the only motivation I had, other than ukuthi ngangivele ngifuna ukuthi at some point in life I would want to do that. But ukuthi ngikwenze ngaleso sikhathi kwaba nje ikukhuthazwa ngabantu ababe engangihlangana nabo ngaleso sikhathi.
Ye, singathi waqhaza intaba leyo wafika khatshana kanganani?
Anyi baba.
Ye, waqhaza intaba leyo wafika kanganani? Waqhaza kanganani entabeni leyo?
Bengisho ukuthi intaba i-distance it's 42 kilometers, so ngathatha 3 days ukuqansa i-42 kilometers zangakhona, then 2 days coming down, ngoba coming down is much easier ngoba you gradually improve the oxygen supply. And the excitement nje ukuthi you've managed to conquer the mountain, so you are very happy ukuthi you are now going back and really super excited. So it was a total of 5 days.
Yes, so singathi khonapho ke baba leta uqansa khonapho wafika esiqongweni kumbe wafika kwesinye isibanga?
Yes, ngafika esiqongweni ngempela, and ngoba esiqongweni kwakhona umele bathi bona you shouldn't spend more than 20 minutes. Umele uthi 20 minutes, you look around, you take pictures, and then you make your way down. Bathi awumelanga uhlale imzuzu edlula i-20 ngoba umzimba uyabe usukhathele ngokuswela i-oxygen or nge-oxygen limited. So umele uphumuze and uphumuze ama-lungs akho ukuthi aqalise ukuba le-oxygen ewajayeleyo. Otherwise kuyaba le-collapse and then you can lose i-consciousness. Angazi ukuthi ngathini ngesiNdebele.
Ye, uyaphela umoya. So ke kunjani ukuya phezulu khona ngale sikhongweni? Kunjani?
Hey, in terms of what the scenery or just the feeling nje yokuthi uqansa kanjani?
Yeah, konke koroko.
Yeah. The scenery ukuthi vegetation yakhona ayikho enhle kangako, it's all lay vegetation engakhuli kakhulu and engabi green kakhulu. But kunzima sibili ukuqansa ngoba uyabungela qinisa ukuthi umzimba wakho uzawuthatha njani uza responda kanjani kuswelakala kwe-oxygen.
Very marvelous. So this is this first segment, and then we'll continue the next segment. So all what he's saying here is that as a structural engineer, it was not necessary that he had that job in order to go up there. So he says it was a question of endurance, having a strong body, but not a super fit person. You've seen some people that are super fit, right?
Yeah.
So he says not as such, but you have to have a very strong mind. You know, you have to play some mind games with the mountain. So he says he climbed that mountain without a specific date that he was going to do it, but it was always on his mind. It was at that particular time he was at Moshi. Moshi is an area around Mount Kilimanjaro. So he spent about a week or so before climbing the mountain, and then met a lot of agents who told him, you know what, it's possible. So he thought about it, traveled for about 42 kilometers up the mountain. Instead of 2 days, he says it was 3 days going up, then 2 days going down. So he says it's much easier to go down than up, because when you go down, your oxygen supply levels actually increase. So he's happy that he conquered the mountain, and when you are going down, you know that you've done a big job. So all in all, it took about 5 days to complete the whole thing. So he says he's very happy, but then he was not too impressed about the vegetation up there. He says the scenery is not too good, right?
Aiwa, kutanga tiri kunzwa munyarikani wedu wanga ari kutaura naGibbs pamusoro pe vari kutaura ivo kuti vakakwira Mount Kilimanjaro vachitaura ivo kuti chikuru kuti pfungwa inge yakagadzikana. Hazvinyanyotarisa zvazvo kuti mwiri wako wakavakwa sei, asi pfungwa inofanira kunge yakagadzikana, nekuti vari kuti ivo vakatora mazuva matatu vachikwira Mount Kilimanjaro, vakazotora maviri vachidzika. Uyezve vasvika kumusoro ikoko vakangobvunza kuti vagare ikoko 20 minutes vakatorawo mapicture nezvimwe zvakadaro vachibva vazodzika. Asi vanga vari kuti pakukwira Mount Kilimanjaro zvinhu zvava zvakati womei, nekuti panodiwa oxygen nezvimwe zvakadaro, asi pakudzika zvange zvave nani. Asi vari kuti ivo aiwa vari kufadzwa nezvavakaita, nekuti chinhu chavanga vagara vachifunga kuti vachaita. Saka pavakangowana mukana, vakabva vatora mukana iwoyo vakawanikwa vachienda pamusoro chaipo chaipo peMount Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, let's listen to the second segment where he's speaking about his experience.
Kuswelakala kweoxygen pengaphezulu. Ngangibona abanengi, especially abadala asebekhulile, babethwele amatank eoxygen, umtele 5 liters ze oxygen on their backs, like ogogo labokhulu ababevele eJapan lezinye abokorea. Babethwele ama-oxygen tank ngemuva so ukuthi abancedise ukuphefumula. So yikho kwakungani kwethusa ukuthi wena uyabe uhamba uqansa ungela la oxygen yakhona, ubona abanye bethwele ama-oxygen ukuthi mhlawumbe ikhona into awutholanga imemo na ukuthi kufunakala i-oxygen. So ugcina uzama ukwethusa, ugcina ususethu ukuthi mayebo kusho ukuthi lapha ngenza iphutha ngoba mina ngiyitwalanga leyo oxygen. But yeah, with time ukuthi uguide nguyo nje uyabe utshela ukuthi no, it's not necessary unless uve uzazi ukuthi ule problem ukuphefumula. But nxa uma ungela problem, it's not a problem ukuthi awula oxygen. Ethi nizakubheka uma yenza ngingathola ukuthi usuphefumula nzima, then we will turn sizophindela njalo singakafiki esiqongweni.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, owaye ngu-main guide, onguye okhombisayo, onguye ongitshengisa yonke izinhlo, ongibhekayo ukuthi angitholanga kanzima. Then kube lo muntu othwala amanzi okunatha, la manzi okupheka, kube lalo othwala ukudla for the okwesikhathi so 6 days zenezo, kulalo ozahamba ayilungisa indawo lapho engizolala khona every night, ukuthi ngithole leyo ndawo. and indawo yakho nelungiswe kahle ukuthi umntalale elengubo ezigudumalayo ngoba kuyabanda as we go up. And then kube lalo nje u-assistant oyabesekela omunye ukuthi uma kungadingakali ukuthi ngithwalwe, then bazongithwala, kube labantu abazongithwala sebengisa either ku-base camp or kundawo lapho abantu bayenziwe evacuation nge-helicopter. So kwakule team sibili eyayingikhangele ukwenzela ukuthi in case of emergency nje whatever eyabe yiyo babe bezimisele ukuthi bazoncedisa. Yikho-ke kunida ukuthi kubhadalwe ngoba ngomsebenzi wabo labo bantu lokubhadala i-park fees ngoba i-Mount Kilimanjaro is managed i-park national parks. So labo uyakhokhela ama-charges akhona plus lokukhokhela aba i-team ehamba nawe ekuncedisayo ukuthi uphumelele. And bazafuna labo i-tip ekugcineni nxa ufikile esiqongweni ba-expect ukuthi labo bathiphe ukuthi hhayi i-mission accomplished or ukuthi siyenelisile ukufika esiqongweni.
Singathi konke sibili konke nxa sikhangele sibili iy'ndleko zonke kungafika kuma-20,000 kumbe kuma-10,000 kumbe imali enjalo.
Arch. Ngoba mina angihambanga through normal abantu bayabhukha ngama-agent la nxa use-South Africa uthole i-travel agent ubhukhe ngayo, ubhukhe lama-flights le-accommodation. And mina njengoba ngangisemsebenzini ngaleso sikhathi, so ama-flights I didn't have to pay separate flights. Angidingakanga ukubhadala i-travel agent. Angayibhadalayo zi-park fees lokubhadala i-team yami engiphathisayo ekuqaniseni $200.
Guys, my brothers, there you are. So he says he paid that much, $1,200 for the whole trip. So to be precise here, he was saying that he had a very strong team with him. And at the end of the day, he had somebody carrying water, food, a tent for sleeping and all those kind of things, a health assistant and a courier, somebody would help in the evacuation process. And he paid some park fees. So all in all, that's $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
And a smile, of course.
From your family, we are going to see. Mount Kilimanjaro. We can give you a team. We are going to have 1,200. We are going to have a lot of people.
We've got only about a minute. So your last word, Reverend Mutambanoki.
Oh, thank you so much. Wishing you all a happy new year and also inviting you wherever you are to join us for our Rwendo Rwekunamata Mabvira Pamwe beginning 2022 together. Tinokukokai, tinokudai, tichikunamatirai, tinoziyoti mchatinamatirao. Thank you so much for this time.
Page review VOA show na kuti vanenge vari kuda kunzwa vanzwa zvatatiri kutaura munouya pa VOA Facebook page ndiyo shona tichange tine link ipapo kuti munopinda sei muzoom kubva nemusi wesvondo kusvika musi wa 9.
Thank you
very much. We wish to thank our guests this evening, structural engineer Nkululeko Letta, Reverend Eva Mutambanoki, Mr. Makawe Nyati, Mr. Nhlanhla Mbambo, and Mr. Alexander Maseko, and all those who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. And this is the Diaspora Forum. And signing off from Maryland, this is Kips Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mplanganya here in Washington, D.C., saying a very good night.
Good night.